Let us pray. Source of all being, beginning and end, Alpha and Omega, we praise you for those who have served you faithfully. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your word made flesh, may your holy word replenish our hope in your eternal kingdom, that we may have life in all its fullness, unfettered by the fear of death. Amen. Friends, the lectionary for All Saints Day, which we are celebrating today, begins with the vision of the heavenly banquet from Isaiah. While Isaiah prophesies it's to destruction for the people because their leaders turned astray away from God, the prophet also knew that God would bring restoration. Isaiah envisioned God holding an extravagant banquet on the holy mountain of Jerusalem, the place where heaven and earth meet. The reading is from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. Let's listen for God's word as Janet reads.
On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So ends the reading.
Thanks, Janet. Now, in the book of Revelation, John of Patmos beheld a vision of the heavenly Jerusalem descending to earth. In this vision, God will recreate heaven and earth. John recalls the vision of Isaiah. The banquet feast is now a wedding feast, where there will be no more sorrow, for there will be no more death. Listen again for God's word as Janet reads to us from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, see, I'm making all things new. Also, he said, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.